Parshas Vayishlach begins with the amazing encounter between Yaakov Avinu and Esav. So Yaakov Avinu dispatches messengers, and he goes and he dispatches messengers to do two things. First of all, to deliver a gift to Esav, that was the primary intent, but also to go ahead and deliver a message to Esav. And what was the message to Esav? Im Lavan Garti ve'echar ad ata. I lived with Lavan, ve'echar ad ata. I've been there for the last 20 plus years. So Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Medrash, actually quotes the Gemara that says, what is Lavan Garti? Rashi says, Garti bigematria Taryag. So the truth is, you know, when Rashi says Garti in Gematria in Taryag, it's not one of these complicated Gematrias like egos, add one, plus it equals chay. You know, this isn't really, remember, Taryag and Garti are what? It's the same letters. So meaning, what's bothering Rashi and everyone else is, what is Yaakov Avinu saying to Esav? In Lavan Garti, who cares? Do you really think Esav actually cares where you've been for the last 20 plus years? And even if he does care, the truth is he's a powerful guy. He probably knows where you've been. So why are you telling him that you've been with Lavan this entire time? So Rashi quotes the Medrash that says, Im Lavan Garti, Vitaryag mitzvos shamarti. I lived with Lavan, and ultimately what? And ultimately I kept all 613 mitzvahs. So Moshe asks the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh on two levels. What is the meaning of this message? First of all, do you think Esav cares what you've been doing with your spiritual life or what you haven't? Meaning, why are you sharing this with Esav? And furthermore, again, Yaakov, you know, what's the point of this message? You kept tired mitzvahs, yasher koyach. I'm very happy for you. First of all, why you brought Rabosa, right? What did we just learn in the Gemara? What are you supposed to do with your accomplishments? Right? Keep it quiet. So what are you broadcasting over here to Esav? And furthermore, why is Esav going to care at all? So as I listen to this, so the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says the following. He says, Yaakov Bechira Avos, Klum Noelo Lehispar Bezosh Shamar Sor Beis Lavan. Why is Yaakov even bragging about this? And again, he asks, first of all, why is he bragging about it? And ultimately, again, why should Esav care? Listen to this beautiful answer. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Im Lavan, what does Im Lavan mean? Perish Beyachat Im Maase Lavan. Bisocha uvdin shelchol garti shamarti tayak atora kula hichnasi esakidusha gam ba'avodasi hapshuta vaharegila. Says the Baal Shem Tov of something amazing. What does it mean in love on garti? So we often think that what Yaakov Avinu was saying is, you know, I lived in that house of that Russia, of that Menovel, of that Sheketz, of all this guy, and I kept all the mitzvos. That's not what love is. That's not what Yaakov is saying. Yaakov is saying, Esav, do you know what I've been doing for the last 20 years? What has Yaakov Avinu been doing? He's been shepherding, right? I've been working with the sheep. I've been out in the field, and I discovered something amazing, which is what? You could even keep the Torah. You could even keep the mitzvos. You could even be kadosh, even if what? Even if you're working. Even if you're out in the world. Even if you're not cocooned in the base medrash, says the Baal Shem Tov something amazing. And this Esav, my brother, you're not going to believe it. You see, when we were little, when we were kids, we thought that life was an either or. We thought that what? You were the Ish Sayyid, you were the hunter, you were out in the field, and therefore you had no Kiddusha. And I was the Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. I was the guy who lived in the base medrash. So we thought that if you're in the field, there's no Kiddusha. And if you're in the base medrash, there is Kiddusha. But I discovered something amazing. What did I discover? Im Lavan Garti Vitayag Miso Shamarti. I discovered that you could be a shepherd and you could still be Kadosh. I discovered that you could be a shepherd and you could still be one of the Avos. I discovered that you could be in the Welt, you could be in the world, and you could still have Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. Yaakov Avinu was not showing off to his brother. He was delivering this incredible news to Esav that you too could be Kadosh. We often thought it was an either or. We often thought, again, it's a choice. Moshe, it's an incredible yisod. Either, again, be in the base medrash or be holy, or be in the world and be unholy. I'm living proof that it's not true. I've spent the last 22 years in Lavan Garti. Yes, it's not been a pasha. Lavan's not an easy guy. I'm not talking about Lavan. I'm talking about what I've been spending my days. I'm spending my days in the workforce, spending my days out in the field, spending my days schlepping sheep all over the place. But yeah, what? I was still able to maintain the highest levels of Kiddusha, the highest levels of Targ Mitzvah Shamarti. Esav, my dear brother, if I can do it, so can you. And the Baal Shem Tov says this is an incredible Yisur Rabosai. Because again, if somebody is privileged to live their life, if someone is privileged, be jealous of such a person like that, to be able to spend their life literally in the Beis Medrash, kakun by Kiddusha, so of course their obligation is time is to Shamarti. But often we think that if we're not in the Beis Medrash, but we got into the world, so are the obligations upon us are a little bit less. It's not true. Even if I'm out in the Welt, even if I'm out in the world, even if I have multiple worldly responsibilities, Yaakov Avinu teaches us, even if my life is im lavan garti, even if I have to be out in the world and I have so many worldly responsibilities, I still not only have the ability, but I have the responsibility to live up to Tariq Miso Shamarti. Being a working person is never an excuse for not being holy. No matter what I do for a living, no matter how many hours I spend in the office, Yaakov Avinu teaches me that no matter how I spend my days, I still have to find a way to live up to the paradigm, to the expectation of Tayag Mizo Shemarti. Halavai, we should be Zocha, whatever we do in life, whether we're in the Beis Medrash or whether we have to spend the majority of our time in the world. We learn from Yaakov Avinu that we have the ability to be not just good Jews, we have the ability to be great Jews. We have the ability not just simply to get by, but we have the ability to live lives of Tariag Mitzos Shamarti. Please remove the volume as the room is going to be very cool.